Hello, mech fans around the world, and those that aren't fans yet, and welcome to Mobile Suit Fandom, the podcast where your two largely inept but prone to love co-hosts Fuzzy, that'd be me, and Chris watch, summarize, critique, and make fun of the entirety of the Gundam franchise from beginning to end. This is episode 14, and we'll be talking about episode 14 of Mobile Suit Gundam 0079. Time Be Still, in which we see the common man be rather effective. Moe agare, and take it away. Anyway, hello everyone!
Oh, Jesus Christ, how dare you!
Welcome back again.
Not fucking laughing anymore.
Apparently. Well, to be fair, I did just ambush you really a lot through a variety of means.
Just a little. I'll be honest, I 100... Like, generally there's like a pause before you do it, and this time it was literally mid-conversation.
Yep. Just ambushing you. Just, yeah! Welcome back to Mobile Suit Fandom. This is... the 14th episode, I believe, or at the
something like that.
Very least, it's the 14th episode of Mobile Suit Gundam.
Yeah, that's definitely a fact. I'm Chris.
I'm Fuzzy.
Yeah, and here we are. Time be still.
Which isn't just him making an observation while we romantically stare into one another's eyes. That's just what the episode's called. So, yeah, this is an episode. It's okay. It's really, I think, the majority of what we're gonna have to say about this.
Hold on, that's unfair. There's one very good thing that happens in this.
Right, and we'll get to that, but, fucking dump some water on yourself, buddy, and let's... pump the fucking brakes before you start getting all sweaty.
Too late, buddy.
I unfortunately believe you. So, fun fact, the opening crawl is actually a legitimately useful previously on section now. That's just a little...
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah.
And it's not even, like, terrible. It's actually... Like, they go a little far back.
Yeah, I mean, but, it really is like a, alright, fuckface, here's everything. And it's like,
if this
okay.
is a comic book that you're just picking up, here's all you need to know.
Yeah, basically. It's a real dense first page of the comic book. But the episode proper starts with, of all things, a fucking magic show. With a guy making some flowers come out of his hat. Just casually. He's not very good. He does have a dope pink suit and top hat, which I was kind of into, but,
oh, yeah.
That's just me. Also, real twiddly mustache. But he's performing for a Zeon crowd, and they are not into it at all. We cut to another part of the same base, and we see a guy polishing a Zaku, which is not a euphemism. He's just actually polishing a Zaku.
Also, I kind of love this guy.
Yes, Gial.
At least in this scene. Because he is real pissy about pigeons shitting on his Zaku.
He is. He's like, you fucking swear to God. Stop.
I spent all my fucking time cleaning this fucking Zaku.
Yep.
Which I'm like, dude, it's a fucking Zaku. You better keep that shit clean.
Sparkling. How dare you? I want to fucking see my face in it.
Like, spit polish that shit. Come on. Do it.
Whoa. So, they're doing... He's, you know, kind of mechanicking and polishing, and two of his friendos come over, and it's like, fucking quit that shit, let's have some coffee. And so they sit down, have a little powwow. Conversation over coffee and snacks, and talk about what the plan seems to be for their squad's future. We learn in the course of this conversation they are a patrol squad, and they've been hearing some rumblings about Fetties nearby.
So these young bucks were kind of thinking, hey, what if we fucking take out those guys on our own? I got the permission. If we do it, yeah. We get a medal and we go home. We can fuck off to Zeon.
He literally said, like, I talked to our commanding officer. He said, we can do whatever missions we want as long as we don't get him in trouble. And I'm like, this is not how the military works.
Which, I think, to be fair, the 1 year war has been rough.
Well, also, it's been more than 1 year, hasn't it? No, it hasn't. We've talked about this already.
Yes, this entire thing goes from January to January. Like,
jeez. It was really nice of them to start on January 1st and then end.
Literally. Literally. It's almost exactly 1 year. I forget when the final battle occurs. Which, boy, I'm excited when you get to try to fucking pronounce those syllables. Because the fucking final location is some fucking syllables, let me tell ya.
The good news is we have, like, 78 episodes before I get there.
That's not true! We have 30-ish.
Just say fucking same difference, Fuzzy. Don't nickel and dime me.
Fuck. What? Fucking.
A few nickels and a dime. How dare it?
Fucking.
All right.
So fuck.
These knuckle fucks.
Yes, these guys are like, if we take him out, we can get a medal and we get to go back to Zeon where there are no fucking bugs. Also, they don't animate any bugs except for some that are like around a light, but boy, is the sound effect for bugs really loud right now.
Oh, yeah. And. Gale's like, we've got fucking one Zaku.
Yeah, he's like, what the fuck are you planning on doing?
Am I gonna do it by myself? I don't think so. Look at the color. Does that look like it's blue or red or gold? No, it's fucking green.
It's green.
It's one of me.
I'm a mook. A mook!
I'm lucky that my face is animated properly.
Yeah, for real. So Giel and as of yet unnamed Squarejaw Man ask the third guy for the scoop on what they know about the Fed guys, and the third guy, named Soul, responds that as far as they know, they only have one single mobile suit, which is just wrong, and it was made in a hurry too, apparently.
In English it says it's little more than a prototype, and I'm like, buddy, you have got bad intel.
Yeah, he does.
God, there's a lot of things I want to bitch about in this episode now that we're actually talking about.
Oh, please do. That's why we're here.
No, well, yeah, we'll get there eventually.
So, we cut to White Base and a Medea transport ship, which
I wonder who's on that.
Yeah, which I would like to note, this time, very well camouflaged.
Oh, yeah, there's, like, moss everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, like, they even, like, went into trees where, like, only the top, only, like, the neck of White Base is poking out. So, like, yeah. Kudos this time, my dudes.
Good job.
And we see that Bright is talking to, the one, the only, the legs up to here, Lieutenant Matilda. And her crew, who are quite busy performing maintenance and resupplying White Base.
That's important.
Yeah, but fucking Matilda. Look, I know you want the fucking art of Matilda with the fucking jumpsuit tied around her fucking waist, covered in grease, just wrenching shit. I know you're thinking about that right now in excruciating detail. It doesn't happen, and I'm sorry.
It's a fucking shame, and the end of the podcast, if I'm being honest.
Buddy. We have plenty more wonderful Gundam waifus to go through. Just don't you worry, my friend. We have quite an adventure ahead of us. So,
beautiful.
They're doing that shit, and Bright is wondering, why are you here doing this for us? And Matilda lays the skivvy on him. The brass plans on giving them an actual officer at some point, but currently there's this huge fucking plan that they're planning in Europe.
And she also says something like, plus we're gathering data because...
Yeah, she adds that later.
Okay, jumping forward.
Fucking pump your brakes. But yeah, no, so they can't spare much to give a unit a fucking officer when they're working fine on their own. Also, you have a prototype unit with a bunch of bells and whistles, so we're not gonna, like, just fucking kick you out and abandon you. Also, low-key, y'all are protagonists, and Tomino hasn't yet proved himself at this point in the real universe timeline to just have his bloodlust be sated. So you're fine. Also, she casually mentions Zeon is also having this issue, and White Base has made a fucking great guinea pig on devising new crazy plans against the Zeeks. And it's like, Bright just kind of gives her a look like, motherfucker? What?
Well, in the English one, her thing is like, plus y'all are a young, untrained crew, and y'all come up with more interesting tactics than actually trained soldiers will. So we're just collecting data on that.
Yeah, she says that in Japanese, too. To which, I'm like, immediately, Bright's like, fucking what? We're what? And she's like, what, you don't like being my guinea pig, Ensign Bright? Which gets him a little flustered, and this is the part where I drag Chris, because I'm 90% sure it flustered him, too.
I don't know what you're talking about, I'm fine.
I don't know what her voice is like in the dub, but in the sub, I was like...
it's okay. It's cool.
I'm not sure if you're just toning your shit down for the sake of the wider audience or what, because,
Okay, look, I'm fine, look, Matilda checks a bunch of boxes for me, and let's just move on.
Uh-huh. So besides the fact that Chris probably whispered to himself that he would be her guinea pig any day, Bright goes, wait, Ensign... you just fucking promoted me mid-flirt? Like, yo.
What was he before?
Whatever's under an ensign, I'm guessing. I don't fucking...
I thought ensign was, like, entry-level.
Ensign's, like, the bottom of officers?
Okay.
As far as I know...
Oh, because they don't have sergeants, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I guess I'm not sure, and I'm performing a Google as I extend my syllables. Yeah, no, ensign is the bottom, at least in American military, of commissioned officer ranks.
Yeah, he wasn't even a commissioned officer before this.
Yeah, so, which makes me think he might have been like a trainee. Like,
yeah, I guess. Wow.
Yeah,
I've always assumed Bright was like 45.
He's 20!
You can say that all you want.
He's 20. 20. He is younger than I currently am.
Oh, shit. I'm way older than him.
Yeah. To be fair, like, you're probably older than most Gundam anyone's. Which is really just a function of how Gundam is.
Right, everybody in Gundam's young, so it could be more tragic.
Yeah, a little bit. Frankly, I wouldn't be surprised if some of the fuckers with gray hair are like, yeah, this guy's just like 30. It's like, what?
War as hell, man.
War as hell! But yeah, so she promotes him mid-flirt. And Bright takes this new rank in stride and remarks, man, these guys like to dick with us a lot. To which he immediately gets dunked on as Matilda's like, I mean, I don't know about that, because, you know, the currently enigmatic commander-in-chief of Federation Forces, General Reville, is basically the sum total reason that none of you have been executed.
Which... I know, we're gonna retread this because they brought it up. I was willing to leave it be and just move on about my business, but they had to bring this up again. The fuck did they want them to do? Just let them have White Base? Or die? What the fuck?
It sure fucking sounds like it doesn't make any sense.
No! It makes me so upset. I'm like, look, these fuckers are, they're shitty, and I dislike a lot of them, but they're fucking poster children for your fucking, what do you, like, they're doing this because they fucking, oh, I'm just so mad.
Yeah, I don't understand. Fucking greatest examples of making do that your entire military is capable of. Like, you thought your fucking 8th MS guys were hot shit? No. Fucking these guys operating...
It's these fucking children.
These fucking children who are eating cereal boxes half the time. Fucking...
Just the actual boxes.
Yes, because they ran out of the cereal.
They don't have bowls.
No. You are gonna dunk your fucking cereal box in your water and chew, and you're gonna like it.
Just get that cardboard nice and soggy.
Yeah.
So
right. Amuro fucking climbs the ladder onto the platform that Matilda and Bright are talking on, because he def just wants to see Lieutenant Legs. And
yeah,
Bright's fuck are you doing?
He's super obvious about it, too. Like, he has no reason to be up there. He's like, Bright's like, aren't you supposed to be sleeping right now? You, what the fuck, man? You gotta keep your regular schedules.
And Amuro's like, and Matilda chimes in, like, as a pilot, part of your responsibility is to get your rest. And he goes, okay, and leaves.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and just, like, I'm sure anyone who saw this go down just looked at each other like, fucking, why are we letting him get away with that? That was... painful to watch.
I also imagine Bright just being like, the fuck, man, I usually have to drop kick his ass to listen to me. He's just like, yes ma'am, to you, let's fucking switch.
God, I would love that. Just immediately Bright's like, fucking teach me your ways, and she just has to be like, fucking, Have you considered implants? Like, I don't know what to tell you, buddy. Have you
considered being a ginger?
Have you considered having legs up to here and being a woman? And, like, at all? Just any woman, frankly? Because that kid's 16.
Except for Frau Bo.
Except for Frau, which, immediately, so we follow Amuro as he fucks off back to his room. And Frau is, like, in someone's coat. I don't know whose, because it's not Amuro's, because Amuro's not that big.
No, also, yeah, I want to talk about how, like, this is the best thing in this episode, other than, Miranda. What? Matilda. I did it right.
There we go.
To the audience, I did not say the wrong name. Is that fucking coat is kind of boss. I kind of really like her in that giant fucking coat, not using the sleeves. She's like, I'm gonna be a fucking protagonist for a second.
My theory is Sayla used her totally not related to Char jeans and was like, trust me, just take this coat. It's just like Ryu's coat, and it's like, man, fucking, this is huge on me. Just don't put your arms in the sleeves. Just trust me. You're gonna look dope.
Yeah,
and then
that was my whole. I thought this whole scene was A, Amuro, you're fucking clueless, and B, that's a dope ass coat on.
Right, Frau Bo. So we should explain what that is happening. So, Amuro wanders back to his room, and Frau is standing outside of his room, like leaning against the wall with this huge fucking coat, looking at the ground with Haro just fucking around at her feet,
just looking like the fucking protagonist. She's, like, if anybody just rolls up on somebody, they would be like, oh, that's the protagonist.
Yeah.
She's in protagonist pose right now. She's all fucking serious and edgy.
Yeah, she's like super clearly jealous right now. And she was like, where'd you go? Oh, I went to the bathroom. The bathroom's that
way. Why
does
he fucking lie about it? If he doesn't know what's up, why does he lie about it?
Right. Like, so either
like,
he's...
I went to go
is knows, or he's just pathological? Like, why? So he lies, and she catches him in the lie, and then he goes...
The bathroom's that way, fuckhead.
Yeah.
And his response is, oh, Well, anyways.
I'm gonna go to bed now. And she's...
I don't like Amuro.
Yeah, and she just goes... She kind of harumps off, and Amuro is like, what's her problem? And it's like, someone with half a fucking cerebellum, and that's the only brain they have, would know what the fuck is wrong. Come on. Jesus Christ. So the next morning, Matilda leaves, and Amuro fucking runs to the window to watch.
Like,
he looks like a fucking puppy who his master is leaving to go to work.
And he's all sweaty, like he ran up there.
Yeah, and Fra is there also and is just like, she obviously looks like she feels like shit from this, and Amuro just doesn't look, and literally everyone else on the bridge watches this and is like,
Yeah, they're all like, what the fuck is going on, Amuro?
Oh, yeah, Amuro, what is your major malfunction?
Chill the fuck out.
Control your fucking thirst for 20 seconds. Oh my god.
He is... he is not subtle.
No, and, like, I felt really bad for Fra at this moment, too. Like, yeah, dude... Yeah,
sucks.
But also, this really explains some future choices on everyone's part. Fucking subtle references, not so subtle references to the events of Zeta. Fra feels like shit, and Amuro is denser than a black dwarf, and...
It's terrible.
Fucking... it's true. Bright orders Amuro to go fucking eat and get the Gundam on deck in case shit happens.
Have you had breakfast? Have you had breakfast? Amuro! What? Have you had breakfast? He's like, oh, no, I haven't. Fucking go eat breakfast, you piece of shit! Jesus Christ! We have to tell you to fucking go to bed? We have to tell you to fucking eat a snack? You need to fucking bring you apples and shit?
Why don't...
Fucking function!
Yeah, for... At this point, Bright's like, I swear to God, if I had the option to just remote control your fucking corpse body at this point, I would! Because your corporeal form is currently the only useful part of you. You shit.
I feel sorry for most people on this ship, but Bright's up there. Like, I feel real bad for Bright most of the time.
I waffle between feeling real bad for Bright and not liking Bright, but right now I feel real bad for Bright.
Right.
Meanwhile, I'm just real sorry Fra has to exist here.
Like, I feel like there's a universe where Fra's fucking does not know Amuro and is happy somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah. Or better yet, she just knew Hayato first, and that's how they fucking ended up on White Base, and she's just like, man, this guy is a fucking idiot, isn't he, Hayato? And Hayato's just like, yeah, that's fucking how he's been ever since I've known him. absolute garbage person. He can fucking make tiny spherical robots like no one's business, though.
Like a champ.
Like a fucking champ. So, my father is calling me, and I'm not going to answer. So, the next morning, Matilda leaves, oh, my bad, reading the same paragraph again, because I'm a piece of shit being distracted by the buzzing noise. So Matilda and White Base go separate ways in order to draw Zeon separate ways. We follow the Medea with Matilda on it, and it sees a Luggun, you know, the radar ship. And they start prepping for a fight, and the Luggun sees them and goes, they're going at maximum combat speed. You ever hear phrases where, like, in a video game that would be highlighted in a different color because it's like, this is the important factoid this in this sentence. If you're this skimming, look at this.
This one, right here.
Yeah, that's what maximum combat speed is in this little bit. So they're like, they're going to max combat speed. They probably have no cargo. They probably dropped it off somewhere nearby. it was probably White Base, since we heard about White Base. So they send up a flare to alert Zeon, the Zeon base.
Yeah, White Base, that other thing that was a different color when they were talking to us.
Yep.
It's the important part I remember from earlier in this video game.
Yep. So, we cut to them, and the Zeon base, and they go on full fucking alert. The Zaku is launched, Sol, Giel, and Squarejaw, who we learn is named, Quaran, get on these little fucking speeder bikes that look stupid.
I'm so glad you wrote that, because like,
Also,
these look so bad.
They're called Wappas? They're called Wappas. W-A-P-P-A. I assume that's the noise they make, because they're powered by two little turbines where wheels would be. And I also just like thinking to myself, quietly, alone in the dark when I'm sitting with no one else around. Wappa, 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 wappa.
I
just realized that sounds like a jerk-off joke, yes, and it wasn't. It wasn't. I was just having fun with the noise.
Yeah, that's what you're having fun with.
Fucking!
everybody should stop listening right now. Well, you keep listening, because this isn't visual, but and go look up what these things are. But if you're too lazy, and you've never seen the show, and you're just listening to us, because you're a weirdo.
No, please, keep doing that. That's actually the best way to absorb this content, unfortunately for everyone involved.
They're two-person speeder bikes. They are way too tall for their length. Motorcycles are all... Generally speaking, the rule of thumb, motorcycles are cooler than other, like, four-wheeled... Like, the less wheels you can have...
The better.
Down to two, the cooler your vehicle is. They fucking tried to make these look dumb. Also, their gun, they all have a gun on them. It's a mounted gun. But it's not mounted how you think it should be fucking mounted.
So,
it's an overhead fucking hangman gun.
Right, okay, so we really need to break this down for you. So, okay, start from the seat. Make it a normal, like, something that was ripped out of a fucking grade school desk. Put it in the middle. We're starting there. On the back, have this weird fucking arch that comes over, and right where your head is, at that level, mount the fucking gun. Just right fucking there. Because obviously the best place to put an arm-mounted fucking gun, right in your line of sight. Put two joysticks, like, way far apart from each other, in front of you. Go down. This is all situated on two cylinders that serve no discernible function.
They're intake. I'm sure it's cooling or something.
They're fans!
They're also blocked by the thing in front of them, so that wouldn't work.
Yeah. So these two things that look like intakes but aren't are then mounted on top of the main frame, which is a rectangle with four little fucking, like, arms coming off of it. Because Zeon hates squares, so yep. These are little half-dome legs, because fuck me up. And on the front and back are two more half-domes, which have the big ol' fan blades inside them that go wappa-wappa-wappa. as they fly through the air with the greatest of ease. They sound like fucking mosquitoes, and they are... fucking the worst. Don't know why they exist, but here they are, existing.
Also, I'm looking at the picture of it, and where did the, like, they all had two people on it. Is that little rack on the back where the other person's supposed to sit?
They didn't all have two people on it. There was just that one part where that one guy... We'll get to it. The Zeon guys mention a previously discussed plan, and then launch, and there's like eight of them right now on these Wappas. So the Zaku fires on the Medea, and Matilda orders some bold-ass combat maneuvers, because fuck you, she's cool. It goes okay. They get a wing blown off. Whitebase notices that a firefight is beginning to occur, and Bright's like, hey, fucking go support him. And Amuro calls up to the bridge and is like, hey, nah, wait, I'll go by myself, because the base isn't done repairing. Yeah, that's why. Definitely not to impress the leggy red-haired. No sirree, Bob, I'm just doing this with my strategy brain, yeah. And Bright's like, all right, eager, interesting, go ahead. And then probably immediately thought to himself, like, fucking every time I give him orders, he's always like, man, I don't fucking wanna. But then fucking the leggy redhead's like, oh no. And she didn't even call for support. She's just in trouble. And he fucking slaps his ass into gear so goddamn fast, my head's spinning.
Also, she has, it's even worse than that, because she has never, like, given Amuro any indication that she's into him whatsoever.
She's barely given him attention. She the time barely of knows day. He exists.
Like, if Bright was, like, into her, it'd be, you'd get it. Like, okay, she kind of flirts with Bright. At least she talks to him.
Right.
But Amuro, she's like, you should go to bed. She literally...
Yeah, and Amuro just looks at the camera and is like, I have never been more turned on at this moment. Also, my voice dropped like 8 octaves. This is what mandom is like. Having a beautiful commanding officer telling me to go to bed.
But yeah, so he's super into rescuing, because she doesn't actually need his help.
No, I mean, kind of, but, like, not super. But Amuro launches, literally, this launch sequence is a little bit faster than normal. Like, everything is
and also,
a little faster.
They catapult him out, and then he immediately, like, rockets as well. He hits the ground and just jumps again.
Yeah.
He has a goal,
yep.
And he is going for it.
Frankly, we need to just put Matilda, like, as a carrot on a stick, apparently, and we'll solve the 1-year war real fast. Apparently. So, he jumps over there, blows a Lugun out of the sky, and Matilda sees this as a real good time to fuck off, and she does.
She's like, well, that's done, bye. Yeah, everybody.
There's no more air support, I'm fucking out.
Also, she's, there's a thing that happens with, their ship. What are their ships called?
Medea's?
The Medea. So...
Medea's.
They're taking fire. Medea's. They're taking fire. And, like, they're doing the various, like, oh, it's only taking fire. Okay, cool. Yeah, whatever. They get shot through their container, and fucking everything starts to go to shit. I don't... What the fuck? What's... They're not important.
Yeah, Matilda even says, it's empty, it's fine. I'd like to think that it was just, like, a rattling experience for the pilot, but I don't know. It's fucking weird and doesn't make a lot of sense. Anyway, Matilda fucks off. The music changed. Amuro is having his heroic theme play. He's fucking shit up. And the music suddenly changes as the Zaku just fucking hides. And Amuro hears an odd buzzing noise.
What's that odd buzzing noise?
Yeah, so he shoots his bazooka and blows a wappa out of the sky.
Just, holy fuck.
Yeah, that guy's dead. That
guy, you see his body flying off.
Yeah, like, that man...
And I'm like, y'all should not have animated that, because he definitely evaporated.
I mean, I don't know if he evaporated, but at the very least, I think inside of that little suit, he's currently a paste. And...
He got hit with a rocket... He got hit with a rocket the size...
Of his bike.
Of his vehicle. Yeah. So
Amuro, though, notices and is like, oh shit, these are hover bikes with no armor. And he has some trouble starting to blow these guys out of the fucking sky now, because holy shit.
He gets all like, oh fuck, these are people.
Yeah. Because, you know, that'd be too easy. Meanwhile, in an alternate universe where Char replaces Amuro, he's just grabbing dudes out of the air and crushing them barehanded.
King Konging them.
Just King Konging them. Meanwhile, back in this universe, Amuro resolves to give chase as they lead him away, very obviously, and we go to commercial.
Shoo!
Thank you. We come back. Cha! There we go. You see, I can't do that, because, like, if I... Cha!
Because you have an actual man voice, and I am a small child.
That's the real reveal here. Whenever you see pictures of us, you're going to assume that he's fuzzy? No.
It helps that you're fucking clean-shaven, and I'm a fucking bear man.
It's true. To be fair, I also grow facial hair like a prepubescent Latino child.
Just a shitty mustache.
The shittiest mustache.
It's good that you don't have fucking garbage chin like I do then, because that's the only reason I have facial hair.
I mean, at this point, like, half of the reason I actively seek to lose weight is because otherwise the neck beard will just be the worst thing you have ever seen.
Oh.
It's pain. So, only reason. So, we, come back to, Amuro resolving to kill some dudes by justifying it to himself, and he just starts screaming and wantonly firing his bazooka into the ether. A few Wappas do get hit, and suddenly the Zeon theme plays as five more Wappas skate around him because they ambushed him, because the other ones led him over a ridge that these Wappas were hiding under. And oh my god, I had so much trouble actually saying ridge instead of widge, because Wappa. I just want to keep saying Wappa. Eventually my sentences are just gonna be Wappa. The Wappa Wappa'd as they Wappa'd through Wappa. These guys ambush him and start fucking skating around his body, just putting these weird little rectangles all over him. I wonder what those could possibly be. Of course, you, the viewer, immediately have a brain and think, oh, those must be bombs. They skate around him, plant some things, around, you know, six. Bright calls in, and Amuro doesn't respond because he's trying to slap Wappas out of the air. He slapped a Wappa.
I don't know why. I'm glad it got both of us, though.
Yeah.
Slap a Wappa.
Slap a Wappa. Oh, man. Fuck. Amuro realizes what's going on. I skipped some lines. Bright calls, Amuro doesn't respond. Wappas start firing their head-face machine guns, aiming at the bombs, and end up exploding Amuro's shield, blowing half of it out of the way.
And then
Amuro is like, oh, those are bombs. I need to get them away from...
Guess what? I've discovered a new power.
Yeah, he discovers his new stando power, and just fucking waves his half-shield around real hard, creating...
It makes fucking hurricane...
Force winds. Which, because I was writing the summary, but also because I needed a second, paused and was like, why didn't you do this earlier, you fucking black hole event horizon
also,
dense motherfucker?
Why don't you fucking do that to those dumb little radar ships?
That too! It seems like those things, if you fucking just blew on them really hard, would crumble.
Their wings are so thin, and they've got those dumb things sticking off of them. You would snap everything off of them, they'd just become a fuselage heading towards the ground.
We don't even know how those things stay in the air. They seem to stay in the air through force of will, more than any kind of lift force.
It's just faith in Zeon, buddy.
Faith in
fucking.
To be fair, I think a lot of things in Zeon work that way, and honestly, it works for him, so I can't fault them that hard. Also, Minovsky particles, because you know, yeah. Minovsky.
How does Zeon work? Minovsky particles and faith in our leader's giant dick.
I pledge allegiance to the Minovsky. One dick under God. So.
Or is it over God, right?
Fucking. Welcome to Mobile Suit Fandom. That's the show for adults. For grown-ass people.
We've just been. I've just got. Hold on, Fuzzy. I've got. I got some notes here from. Okay, it's from corporate. Oh, we're canceled.
Also, the notes sure sound a lot like aluminum foil.
It's like the thin ass instructions paper for something. Oh.
All right, got it.
There.
All right. So, fucking okay. Really thin paper.
It's very thin paper.
So, why didn't you do that earlier? Who the fuck knows? Amuro exits the Gundam after blowing these guys away, literally.
I also want to say, don't. You're in a war zone.
Yeah, if the Wappas had just gone, like, just let's hang around a little bit more. Could have just killed Amuro, and Tomino satisfied, series over.
Yeah. Also, then you get a free fucking Gundam because you just jump in that bitch.
Right.
And run off.
Yeah. So Amuro exits, sees one bomb on the crotch, and informs Bright promptly.
Also, it looks like it's like on the inside ridge.
Yeah. Apparently, his dick has a ridge. Wait.
And
the Gundam's dick should specify has a ridge.
I'm 12 years old.
It's fine.
My question here is, how were they, because their plan was, stick these bombs to them, and then shoot the bombs.
How were they gonna hit that one?
Fucking shoot that one.
That was under the lip?
Which, if they had, that's right in front of the fucking cockpit, and would definitely have worked.
Yes. I assume that it sounded like their plan was plant a bunch of bombs, and then shoot one, and the explosion would get the rest. And just because Amuro stuck his shield out real far because he holds his shield like a fucking idiot.
Just literally arm's length.
Yes.
Just as far away from me. Like it's got cooties.
Yes. That's what saved him, oddly. Which, worst fucking positive reinforcement ever. So, we cut to the WAPA pilots, who remark that he has 30 minutes to get the bombs off before they explode, and also, man, do they wish they had remote bombs. Oh well, a patrol squad never gets the good stuff, says one of them. We also learn that there are 5 bombs to remove. Also, want to casually say, I really dig these guys. Like,
yeah,
I would. I really would have digged a Zeon show about this one patrol squad. Just
this patrol.
It's basically would be Gundam MASH, in a way.
If I ever played a Gundam like RPG, I want to play as that one dude in the patrol squad who has a Zaku.
The one guy who's put all of his points into get a Zaku.
Yeah. That's me.
Yeah.
Hi.
I imagine the rest of the characters are pretty well balanced, and then there's Zaku guy. Spent all of his money on Zaku. All of his resource points. Anyway. Probably how it happened.
But yes, I love these guys, and spoiler alert, they're still around, so we can, in our heads...
We can write this fanfiction, yes.
Yeah, we can write this fanfic, it's fine.
Frankly, I would totally watch just, like, fucking Zeonic Front 8th MS team with these guys. That'd be super dope, actually. Anyway, so we cut to White Base, because apparently the Gundam jumped into a meadow, and then White Base landed near-ish by, and Bright's like, fucking call the one guy who knows about bombs in engineering. And so we cut to...
It's really good they have one guy who knows about bombs, too, because they are running on a skeleton crew.
Yeah.
And, like, a demolitions expert might not have been... Just barely made it on board. Like, he was like, oh, maybe I'll just hang out on Site 7. I'm the one guy who knows about explosives.
It almost sounds like he's not an expert. In my head, he just, like, knows fireworks.
He's a hobbyist.
Yeah. Or a pyro.
He watches a lot of, like, bomb squad.
Yeah.
He's a pyro. He makes pipe bombs.
Yeah. So...
He's an arsonist.
He's just an arsonist. So, the bomb guy doesn't know what the fuck to do with these, and Amuro apparently took an x-ray of these and, like, kind of make... No, he can't. He's like, this wire's a timer, I don't know what the fuck the rest of this is.
Yeah, the bomb guy says in the English version, yeah, if you just they're set to explode if you just rip them off of their base.
Yeah.
And then Amuro's like, well, we can just take them off. And then I'm like, why the fuck if okay, bomb guy? Why would you say, oh well, if we rip them off, they'll fucking blow. If there's an option to take the whole thing off anyway.
Yep.
You're the bomb guy. You're a fucking disgrace.
Bomb guy is a disgrace. So Amuro can't make heads or tails of the bomb X-rays except for that one wire, apparently. And Bright says, fucking hell, I'll do it. But Amuro goes, nah, it's my fault. I'ma do it. Also, apparently this section, which took 20 seconds of real time, in-universe took 18 minutes. So they have 12 minutes left to remove all the bombs.
Also, I'm wondering, do they ever say why they set the fucking timer for 30 minutes?
I assumed because, well, as we learn later, isn't it kind of powerful? And they wanted to be away? Because, well,
okay, good.
We'll
get
to that in a hot minute. So what?
They're definitely not what I thought they were going to be.
Yeah, right. So what follows is a pretty tense and largely musicless scene of him removing bombs and Zeon pilots watching from afar on a nearby ridge. It's pretty.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, it's pretty tense, actually. Like,
yeah, and they also the Zeon soldiers have like an emotional arc in this scene.
Yeah,
where they're like, "Fuck, is he gonna get them all?" Who the fuck is this guy?
Like, Zeon guys really aren't sure if they're rooting for him or not, which is kind of great.
I love him. They're like, he got another one! Do you think he's gonna get all five?
I imagine had this show been a little bit more modern, they would have been placing bets. Like, just like, I got a fuck, man. I can't believe I'm saying this, but like, one of them's gonna be like, I got $20 on him getting it. And all of the rest of them are like, really? Really? You're betting against us? And it's like, fucking, I got a feeling. I'm sorry.
He looks like a protagonist. He doesn't, actually.
Yeah, he looks shitty. Then fucking Bright comes out and like, that guy's got green hair!
Oh no!
We're fucked! It's pretty tense, but then the song starts up again as we cut to Fraw, who's, like, crying, and she begs Bright to fucking someone get out there and help him. And Bright's like, well, it's less casualties if it suddenly explodes, blah, blah, blah. To which I say, then fucking make your super sphere robot do it that can fucking sense blood pressure by staring at you intensely. Why can't he take bombs off? He's got hands and feet!
Also, I wanna let's put a pin in that. He says, we're not helping him, because if it explodes, there'll be less casualties. Just keep that in mind. We'll circle around.
We'll circle back to that. Frog gets real emotional and runs off, calling everyone names, like, coward. And Mirai, like, grabs her and is like, yo. And she's like, fuck! Mirai also looks really off-model.
I'm really glad you pointed that out, because I did not know that was Mirai until someone said her name.
Right.
I thought I got excited because I'm like, ooh, another lady on bridge! No, they...
It's
they
Mirai, but for some reason, in this shot she gained 80 pounds?
And shrank like a foot and a half?
And shrank
a
foot...
She's a 70-year-old old lady.
Yeah, they used the old lady... For some reason, the only extra they had on hand was a rubber mask of Mirai and the 80-year-old woman from the Amuro meeting his mother episode. And so they just went with it.
So that was real weird.
Yeah. Mirai responds, fucking, you think you can do better? And then Fraw just kind of cries and we cut back to Amuro, who is thinking about all of the ways this can go wrong. The Wappadudes, meanwhile, are... Great band name. Really...
Ah! Yes!
Wappadudes. Get that on a fucking t-shirt. Fucking...
Done.
Oh, man.
Why are we fucking podcasting? We gotta start this fucking band.
We gotta start the Wappadudes. shit. So, the Wappadudes are really admiring the... they're not sure if it's boldface break. The way they say the line in the Japanese is it's like, man, that guy's really fucking brave. And then another guy's like, yeah, bravery, that's what it is. And they all share a laugh because they're calling him boldface stupid for attempting this. But at the same time, there's this note of, like, he's actually kind of fucking pulling this off, so props. He's either incredibly brave or incredibly idiotic, and we're not sure which it is from these binoculars. Amuro is down to the last bomb, and it's, like, under the forearm of the Gundam, and right now the Gundam's, like... You know that pose you do when you're laying on a beach towel on your back and someone walks up and so you need to prop yourself up, like, where you're doing, like, a reverse Sphinx pose, almost? It's doing that, and Amuro can't get under there, and so he's trying to fucking dig a trench with his hands instead
he's
of, you know,
real dumb.
Yeah, going up and lifting the fucking arm up. But no. White Base crew notices this and flips its shit because he's fucked if he keeps this path. And thus, pretty much every named character on the bridge starts sprinting to help him.
Yes, they do.
It's everyone's but the kids and Mirai.
Motherfuckers.
They drive out
Mirai's
there.
Mirai's smart.
Yeah. They drive out there.
Also, they have him on comms, don't they?
I don't know, because they don't call him.
Yeah, I'd be like, Amuro, fucking, what do you, just get in and move the arm.
It's,
get in and move the fucking arm.
It's real
oh, no.
fucking stupid.
I hate this.
So Kai and Ryu run up, and it's real fucking cool, because fucking Ryu runs up to the forearm and just props himself against it, and Hayato fucking runs behind and just fucking vaults him in one jump and fucking gets on top and climbs into the cockpit. And I'm like, you motherfuckers practiced that. That
yes,
was not
you know
impromptu.
They
while they were
practicing judo.
Yeah.
Also, when it first happened, I thought Ryu was trying to fucking Hulkman this shit up off the ground. And I was like, fuck. Yes! My man! I don't know, I got real excited thinking he was gonna fucking DBZ that shit or something.
That's fair.
And afterwards I felt real dumb.
No, like, I thought the same thing. It's fair. That. It's real fair. So, fucking Hayato gets up there, moves the arm up, Amuro pops the bomb off. Kai jumps in the car that they've been loading the bombs into, along with Amuro, and they fucking go. Ryu and Hayato drive the other Jeep, and they drive a kilometer out, as it gets, they have 18 seconds to get them a kilometer away. Kai and Amuro jump in the other car, they turn around, and they fucking blow. And apparently these plastic explosives were actually, like, uranium?
Fucking nuclear bombs.
Because they create a mushroom cloud. Because
I wanna know why that first one that blew up the shield should have definitely killed him.
Yeah, apparently, like, if five of these explode into a, like, very small nuclear bomb, then one of them should have blown Amuro's arm clean fucking off. And when I say that, I mean it should have created an explosion large enough to have eaten the Gundam's entire left arm and left side so that actual Amuro in the cockpit was missing his left arm. Because what the fuck?
It's huge. It's a huge explosion. It's like a fucking... Ugh, it's terrible. But here's where I'm like... I have two questions here. One... if you're fucking willing to do that anyways, why weren't you all out there helping to begin with, and you would have removed them in, like,
2 minutes.
Two minutes. Whatever. Because, guess what? We're just gonna put everybody in danger. Right at the last time.
Yep.
Also, what were they fucking planning to do if it was just Amuro? Was he just gonna drive out there and fucking try to run away?
I imagine, like, that would have involved just, like, because he was setting them all on a blanket, so I imagine that was gonna be, like, drive out there, toss the blanket, drive. Honestly, I don't understand why they didn't... To put a brick on the gas? Why didn't they just put a brick on the gas?
Or drive out there and throw the blanket off and drive back. Because they got out of their van and then got into another one. I feel like it would have been faster just to throw the blanket.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not as cool, though, obviously. Yeah. I guess this universe is the rule of cool.
I mean, Char as Nabel. that's my argument.
Good point. So
we cut to the WAPA pilots who are just fucking laughing at the nads on these guys. Like, that was the stupidest and bravest thing I've ever fucking seen. Holy shit. I want to see these guys' faces. So then we cut back to, you know, the guys who just pulled off the bomb removal, and Amuro is just chugging cans of juice when...
because he's a child!
Yep.
And he needs his juice box!
And, fucking...
He did good.
Yeah, Kai is like, yo, a station wagon's headed this way. And a station wagon pulls up, and a bunch of dudes inside start being like, yo, that's a fucking dope mobile suit, and fucking, who are you guys? Oh, you're Freddy guys.
Is that dude in the white the pilot?
Yeah.
Are you the pilot?
Yeah, hope you do well, Mr. Pilot Man. Bye, and they head out. And it was all the WAPA guys. And The moment they leave, Bright just, like, leans into Mirai and is like, those are the guys who planted the bombs, wasn't it? And Mirai's like, totally.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
they know what's up.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Amuro. We cut to Amuro, who remarks to himself, "Man, those guys sure are lucky. They get to live on Earth. The guys who were bitching earlier this episode about how shit Earth is." And we cut to the next time on. Next time, Kukuru's Doan's Island, the episode that was never dubbed. Will you be able to survive? No, you won't. It's fucking shit.
Amuro!
Alright.
Alright, I'm gonna stop recording.
Well, I hope you enjoyed episode 14 of Mobile Suit Fandom. If you want to yell about how either of us are garbage, or that you like what we do, you can find us on Twitter with @MobileSuitPod, and our personal Twitters from there. Also, if you're new to Gundam as a whole and really want to give it a try, check out the official Gundam YouTube channel, Gundam Info. They have a bunch of shows there legally for free. Until next time, mech fans, remember, Matilda, good waifu. Mirai, best waifu. My mother called you names. She started listening to it and was like, fucking 90% of this shit is him giggling like a schoolgirl in the fucking background. And I'm like, I mean, yeah, that's the dynamic we got going.
How dare she?
But also, to be fair,
I've been fucking called out.
You have been called out by my mother, nonetheless.